since 1988.
Welcome to 2012, America. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. If you just tuned in and caught me for the first time, glad you're here. Stay locked and loaded, so to speak. Let the voting begin. It will start, in many, many hours from now in Iowa. This is the beginning of the horse race, 2012, the presidential ending. Will the guy who occupies the White House, Barack Obama, stay and become the third president to get another 4 years? Or will we see a Republican rock the House and bring it down? Could it be Mitt Romney, the usual fare, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, or maybe Ron Paul? Ron Paul has a lot of steam and a lot of young followers, people who are disenfranchised, because many of you have called this show, since we really span a lot of different ages, saying that you went, got a degree, paid an outrageous amount of money, worked hard, and you're not really making it. You're having a hard time even finding a job. We're seeing that more 20-somethings are moving in with their families. Of course they are, because it's just too ridiculous out there to blow all that money on rent. Instead, save it up and get something under your belt, because they're having such a tough time economically when unemployment really is, I think, 11%. I don't care if they say 8-point-whatever it is. You know it's higher than that. You just have to look around you, see the people that are struggling and working a lot of extra jobs. You know how I can tell? I am not kidding you. I think within a, I'm going to say, a four-day span, and it really actually could be 3 days over the holidays, I must have gotten 26 flyers on lawn services. Anything. Pick up weeds in a yard. Get rid of leaves. Anything. Everybody looking for not just the usual, but everybody looking for that side job, trying to bring more money in because they're not making it. They're not making the needs still. That says that there aren't the right kind of jobs and people are underemployed. That statistic never gets talked about. It's always about just a job in general. But what about jobs where you just can't make it and you've got however many kids and you you got to feed the family, you got to do what you got to do, and you got to put gas in the tank. You got to be able to do that. You got to go back and forth to school. So we know what that's like. Too many people feeling the squeeze. The economy plays the biggest role in this 2012 election. Make no mistake about it. We could talk about illegal immigration. We could talk about a plethora of other things. But in the end, I don't care, blue collar, white collar, young, older, it's the economy. People who are older, the baby boom generation, people who are getting ready to retire are scared to death that they're not going to have enough money. They've lost money out of 401ks that they had to just string together hoping that there would be enough and that would be matched. And then they would have Social Security coming in and they're dealing with a lot less money and no cost of living increases for a couple of years, and then the fear that it's going to go away. There's always that fear. That's what I think it is. More than anything, people are fearful. So Iowa starts it all, and the new polls are pointing in all kinds of different directions. You have Ron Paul, who popped up in a virtual tie in a couple of the polls with Mitt Romney. You have Rick Santorum, who has really jumped up from low polling numbers to much higher numbers in Iowa. But something to keep in mind, while this starts the ball rolling, when we talk about caucuses and you talk about all the polling places, because that's what happens, they go to libraries and churches, meaning the people of Iowa, there are 1,774 precincts in Iowa. And the people gather in these places, the caucus goers, they converge 7 o'clock Central Time, and then the campaigns, actually all the campaigns, could have somebody there. They could speak for a couple of minutes. And then, as I say, the games begin. So this is it. This really starts, this cuts the red ribbon here. But when you look at Iowa, it's worth noting I've said this a couple of times. Just Iowa alone on the Republican side of things in the last five Republican primaries without an incumbent, the winner of just the Iowa caucuses went on to win the nomination only two times, and that happened in 96 and 2000. So just two times. Think about that. Still very important, a huge litmus test without a doubt. So in the newest poll that I happen to see, the newest poll, before I went on the airwaves, got it out of Reuters, they're showing that Romney wins in a landslide in New Hampshire, but not in Iowa. That in Iowa, actually, he's tracking in a dead heat, as I mentioned, with Ron Paul, that the two of them are neck and neck, and then you have Santorum breathing down their necks. But in New Hampshire, for the first primary, not the caucus, they're showing he has a 43% support among likely primary voters. And this was in a new Suffolk University daily tracking poll out of New Hampshire. They've been doing this the whole time now for the last, I think, 2 months. And a 41% in a survey by the polling firm Magellan Strategies. He's got a double-digit lead over the nearest competitor. And guess who that is? The Texas Congressman Ron Paul, who polled at 21% in the Magellan. So there you go, Ron Paul, Iowa neck and neck, and in just in this poll, neck and neck already in New Hampshire. So what does that say, ultimately? The Democrats like the fact that they might see some fracturing here. They think ultimately that that could play into their favor because this could drag out all the way through possibly June before somebody just emerges as the clear-cut winner. But I don't know that it's going to go all the way to June. Maybe, depending on the primaries, maybe somebody emerges perhaps somewhere in the springtime. So we'll be talking about numbers in our next show when we hit the airwaves. If you want to chime in as to who you think is going to win, please do 800-259-5791. Also coming up here on the flip side, we're going to do a little odds and ends, things that have been happening across your backyards. If you live in L.A., you have to be breathing a sigh of relief that the nutball that set over 50 fires is in police custody, or at least they believe they have him, the alleged man who torched countless amounts of carports and cars and parking garages. Can you just imagine that? Of everything you have to deal with, and in L.A., it costs so much. People have roommates practically their whole lives sometimes, and they go out to their car, and it's just a crumbled mess. It was set on fire. Can you imagine that feeling? Oh. Somewhere between you want to strangle someone and who did this. And 50 fires, 50 plus fires in 4 days. So that was one thing on the West Coast. Of course, in Iowa, it's all about the caucuses. In New Hampshire, they're getting ready for the primaries. In Salt Lake City, a wild rescue where some kids could have drowned in a river in a car, luckily survived thanks to a police officer who acted quickly. We're going to talk about that. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
If we were talking over the fence, we were saying, can you believe what's happening? If we were on the West Coast, we'd be talking about what I just mentioned, the four-day nightmare finally being over. They have a man in custody, and apparently he's a German national who lived in Hollywood. He was torching, allegedly, cars and houses and apartment buildings all over the place during the entire New Year's weekend. But he was caught on camera, his van. So somebody who was fresh to the job just for 4 days saw the van somewhere, recognized it, and that was it. The jig was up, thank goodness. And there were people that were tracking it that ran down to the police department because they arrested him at like 3 in the morning on a Monday so that they could see his face because they were so upset about what had happened. I mean, it was the craziest, one of the worst arson cases ever. 50 separate fires, just nuts, completely nuts. All right, in the meantime, here's some of the other things that happened. I think the really feel-good story that could have been a complete tragedy if we move to Salt Lake City was what happened in a river, an icy river, where kids were rescued from a car. Their father was driving. It was so icy, he slid into the river. The car ended up upside down. Can you imagine? He frantically was trying to free his children and couldn't do it. A cop, an ex-cop, saw what was happening, went to help, shot in the back window, and helped pull these kids from the upside down, the car upside down in the water. And, you know, the father was frantic, and everybody's in there trying to calm everyone down and getting them loose, got them out. And then there were other men that came up, and they jumped in the river, too. It was about 5 feet deep, I guess, at one point. So everybody was trying to help. There was a 9-year-old who couldn't get out, and they had to cut her out with a seatbelt. And then there was a 4-year-old boy who was stuck in his seat. And luckily, when he came out, they said he wasn't breathing, but they gave him CPR, and he survived. So how about that? I mean, how long were these kids in the car submerged, and how long they were rescued? They said it seemed like just minutes, barely minutes. But, you know, any longer, and these kids would not have made it. All three children were, of course, taken to the hospital, but they all survived. That's the good news. And they stayed in the hospital overnight on Sunday, and they were headed back home on Monday. That, to me, is the best story of the weekend. Besides catching the nutball arsonist, I think was pretty huge as well. In the meantime, what about Penn State? Penn State wrapping up their season, but trying to put behind them the nightmare, and it's going to take a long time, of what's going on in that university with the sex scandal, more than that, the molestation scandal, I'd call it, of these boys. We'll see what happens with Jerry Sandusky, if they can, you know, prove this once this goes to trial. But it's been rough for Penn State to try to shake all of that off as more people are coming forward and whatnot. And, of course, Joe Paterno, the iconic coach, being fired before the end of the season, you know, basically being let go and taking his place. Can you imagine being the guy that steps in there? Is Tom Bradley, and Tom Bradley had this to say about the experience and hoping to come back.
I don't know who it's going to be. You know, Dr. Joyner, I said this before, Dr. Joyner's committee are going to make that decision. I don't have a date when it's going to be. He hasn't, you know, set a time frame exactly when it's going to happen. I've also told you I had my opportunity to go speak to the committee, and that's all. I had an opportunity to plead my case, and I thought they had a tough go for four weeks or 50-some days, whatever it was, and a little unique situation, obviously different. But I told them to stick together as a team. It was they're always going to be teammates for the rest of their life, be proud of what they did accomplish. And I said, hey, we have a lot to be thankful for, and we said a prayer.
All right, so back or not, who knows? It's interesting times, I think, that they live in Happy Valley. They have been through a lot, without a doubt. Over the weekend, also, bad pileup in Kentucky. Here's how one description of that went down.
I just looked over and seen tractor trailers going, you know, sideways, and vehicles just slamming into each other. I mean, there was nothing nobody could do. It was just like dominoes, and it was just a whiteout. Nobody could see anything.
Yeah, the description, that whole whiteout thing, how scary is that? We've talked about that before. 8 people were injured. It was a 41-car pileup, from what I understand, on 75 in Kentucky. And, you know, you had scattered snow all over the place, and it just jammed up that road. And it's lucky that there weren't even more people that were hurt in that, because so many cars ended up slamming into each other. None of the injuries, thank goodness, was life-threatening. It's just the collision of what happened. And it happened Monday at about almost 12:30-ish, and they say that, you know, this was pretty much south of Cincinnati. They had the tow trucks were busy. They had a tow like 23 cars, and those lanes were closed for quite some time. Also, I mentioned fire at the beginning, and the fire bombing was something else of huge concern over the weekend, and they're investigating a rash of this kind of stuff in Molotov cocktail attacks in Queens. It was happening late on Sunday. One was at a mosque, and that set off a spree of some other things that happened, so the cops are actually looking into more specifics of what it could be. And here's what some of the people had to say.
We work right next door. We're on the cab stand. They could come over there to throw something on us, too.
I think it's really a horrible thing.
Yep, and like I said, this is something that there were a rash of them happening. It wasn't just the mosque. They were set off in a couple of other places as well. One was in Jamaica, and one was at a couple of different homes, and nasty stuff. So you're up to date on some of the things that are buzzing in the backyard. Hey, coming up on the flip side of this, at the tail end of the hour, just talking about Penn State there, we'll wrap up what happened sports-wise, not just in the NFL, but also what happened in college football. A couple of really big bowl games, lots of bowl games, but a couple of really big bowl games were played, the Rose Bowl, of course, and the Fiesta, what happened there, Oklahoma State, did they prevail over Stanford and Oregon and Wisconsin? Did that end up being a pretty tight one for the Rose Bowl? I wonder how many people got up because of all the parades. You have the Macy's Day Parade. I'm just thinking out loud. We're just talking about New York there for a second. You have the Macy's Day Parade, which is so huge on Thanksgiving. And it's a very different kind of thing with floats and lots of marching bands. And, of course, the big balloons are huge with the different characters from old school cartoons to new. But in the Rose Parade, what is so interesting is how they put those floats together. Unbelievable how long it takes for them to assemble some of that with the roses and putting all of that together and how clever those floats are. And it's such an incredible thing to go and witness. I've been to a couple of Rose parades and just amazing to go behind the scenes and see people working frantically for 24 hours or more in trying to assemble everything. But really the score was the capper in the game itself because you had so many people that came in for that. And of course there was that open air game that was played on the ice in Philadelphia, pitting the New York Rangers against the Philadelphia Flyers. That also was a very, very big deal because so much was pumped out there, so much publicity. The NHL trying to get a lot of people to pay attention. Hey, we're here. Football's great and everything, but we're here. So did it work out? Did the City of Brotherly Love win, or did the Rangers win? That's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Interview next. You're going to love it. Hang with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, the end of the year means one thing. People start to get nervous because they start to think about taxes and what they need to get together for 401ks or for IRAs or what they deposited or if they're getting close to retirement. I mean, there's a zillion questions. I was just talking to somebody the other day about that, and I said, you got to listen to the show because we're having our retirement man on. In fact, our financial man on, Mike Bonacorsi. He always talks about getting you retirement ready. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Great, Kate. How about yourself?
Good. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Same to you. They came quick this year, didn't they?
It's, they sure did. I'm wondering what happened to the summer. I still have flip-flops on.
it's just all of a sudden it went right directly from August till December 25th.
Yeah, no kidding. What is, and somebody wanted me specifically, it was Al who listens to us in Jackson, Mississippi. He knew you were coming on because I was talking about it on the show, and he wanted me to ask you that he put in his IRA, he's got something at Scott Trade, he put in $3,000. So he said it's the first time he's done it. Does he just put it down on his taxes? Does he have to have proof of it? What do you do?
Well, he's going to make the contribution to his IRA through Scott Trade. At the end of sometime in May, he'll actually be issued what they call a 5498, which is a reporting form that shows his contribution that was made to the IRA and to the IRS.
All right, so look for
also
that.
When he files his taxes, it will ask him, did you make a contribution to your IRA, the type of IRA, and he'll designate that it was a traditional IRA. And then he'll also have to determine whether or not he qualifies for a deduction. And because not all IRA contributions qualify for a deduction. It depends on your income limits, and it depends whether or not you and or your spouse are active participants in a qualified plan like a 401k at work.
Yeah. Yeah, that is okay. So that's great information. I'm sure a lot of people have the similar question. What do they do and what are they waiting for, especially if they're first timers? It's always, when you first go through it, you know, there's always seems to be confusion as to what, where to put what and all that.
And just to give you, just to give them a little thought here, publication 590, I believe it's number 590 that comes out by the IRS, deals with IRAs and retirement plan contributions. That will tell them what the limitations are on income and also active plan participants, how much of a deduction they'll be able to take. Because depending on what your income is and whether or not you're a participant, your deduction is phased out. So, and off the top of my head, I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head, but 590. Also, when you open up an IRA, you're typically given a copy of a IRA prototype, which usually has that information on it there, too. So it's important when you go into tax time to, if you prepare your own taxes, to determine whether or not you qualify for that deduction. And, Kate, one thing I want to tell people, if you make a contribution to an IRA, and you don't qualify for the deduction, don't panic. It's okay. You can do that. However, you need to keep good tax records, which is going to be your Form 8606. You're going to need to keep good tax records that are going to show that you made a after-tax contribution to your IRA. In other words, an IRA contribution that you didn't take a deduction for. Because if you don't, the IRS automatically assumes that all distributions from an IRA are pre-tax and subject to taxation. So you don't want to pay double taxes on that money. Very, 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 very important that you keep track of those records. Because in the end, it's the taxpayer that's responsible for this information.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great, great, great advice. And this is something that you and I have talked about before, but I get this question a lot, and probably it's because we opened Pandora's box when we started talking about it, but that's good. That means people are paying attention, frankly.
Oh, good.
If we get letters, that's a good thing. So the question becomes, do they do traditional or not? There's confusion still over what should I sign up for, which one should I sign up for?
The traditional or the Roth.
Yeah, well, or the Roth.
Now, here's one thing. Number one, if you partake in a qualified plan, you may not have the ability to take a deductible, make a deductible contribution to your IRA. So it's possible that the Roth would be the only one that really could be available to you. Now, remember, the Roth is funded with after-tax money. However, and you don't get a tax deduction, but the withdrawals for it are free. It's a very, very, very powerful tool. But that doesn't mean that the traditional IRA should go by the wayside. For those people who need a current deduction in taxes, if you think your tax rate is going to be lower in retirement than it is now, you know, the traditional IRA can also be a very strong tool. In that case, you're putting in money in. Hopefully, you're getting a deduction for it, and it will grow tax-deferred, and you pay the taxes on it later on. So it's really something that has to be weighed on an individual basis. There's no blanket answer as to which one is better. It really has to be on a situation-by-situation basis.
Yeah. What are if somebody comes into your office and they say, and they're starting from scratch, they're like there's a guy that emails us all the time. His name is Jake in Austin, and he asked me this question. If you're, you know, he's just turned 30. If you just turned 30, you got a little bit in savings, but you don't have a 401k, you're not in that kind of a profession, and you're looking for, geez, what do I do now? What are the first couple of things you tell someone in that boat where they're on the younger end of the spectrum?
Well, ideally, you want to put money away and take it and put it away into a vehicle, I think, that kind of keeps it out of your hands for as long as possible. And an IRA, whether it's a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, could give you that ability. If Jake needed a tax deduction along the way, a traditional IRA could work for him. If he thinks he's going to be in a lower tax bracket later on down the road, a traditional IRA. Whether he goes with a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, he can't go wrong in either direction. But I think the most critical thing to do is to have the discipline to put money into this plan, whichever one you go with, to make sure that you put it in, either put it in on a monthly basis or have them make sure you have the money away each year to put as much money into it. And for those of us under 50 years old, that means $5,000 a year can go into an IRA. It has to be in there by April 15th, by tax filing time, to get a deduction for this year or to be able to get credit for it. However, putting that money away, whichever one you choose, putting that money away is the most important thing, having that discipline and to keep at it year after year after year. People think a lot of times that they're real, you know, the way money accumulates is through growth. Well, we've seen that over the past couple of years that sometimes growth is awful hard to get.
Right.
However, I like to talk to people, especially as they get on in life, and explain to them that the bulk of their savings, the bulk of their money accumulation, the older you get, is really going to come from the fact that you're putting money away, not necessarily for the growth. Because, you know, as you get older, you don't have 20, 30 years necessarily that money will sit there to grow. So the money that you put away in later years is important that you continue to take advantage of these plans and to max them out whenever possible, because really that's where your biggest growth is going to come from. It's going to be by the amount of money you put away, not necessarily the appreciation.
Yeah, the amount, and there is big confusion on that. I completely agree. You've been doing this for, you know, over 20 years because you were doing those retirement readiness seminars.
Sure.
What have you found is the biggest aha moment for people that they just didn't understand? Besides the one you just said, I think is one. But is there anything else that people just don't have a clue about and then they're shocked when you start to talk to them about it?
You know, it's funny, but it's kind of basic, but it really is that a lot of people don't realize how much money they leave on the table. Especially if people who have 401ks where the company matches their plan,
mm-hmm.
They don't realize that they should be putting at least enough money in there to take advantage of the company match. And a lot of people will, you know, a company may match 3%. And I see people all the time that are putting 1% and 2% in their retirement plans. Or they're telling me about it. And I'll say, why don't you put that extra percent in there? Your company is offering you money, and you're walking away from it. And it's something I talk about all the time, that if you get people to put that extra bit of money in there, because they don't realize that they're leaving money on the table. And I think that is one of the toughest things out there, especially younger people who really, maybe money's a little bit tighter, but if they can just put that extra little bit away and take advantage of leaving that money on the table, I think that's big. The other thing is that as people get older, I love to see them take advantage of the catch-up options that are offered by their 401ks. If you participate in a 401k and you're over 50 years old, you can put away another $5,500 into your 401k as a catch-up.
Mm.
And if you contribute to IRAs, you can put an additional $1,000 a year in once you reach 50 years old.
Wow, so an additional $1,000, so that would be over 50-something, or
$5,000.
Well,
that's $6,000. Yes, $6,000 for somebody over 50. And it's also, you can actually put in $22,000 to someone over over 50 in a 401k. And that's
wow.
just the employee contribution.
Wow.
The employer contribution on top of that can make a big, big difference.
Boy, no kidding. Mike Bonaccorsi opening our eyes, getting us retirement ready. Mike, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lipstick, junkie, defunct, the all-in-one, he came back wearing.
They have two receivers left and three, including Gates and Jackson right. Rivers throws left, stop, Rob, Cobb, Floyd, breaks the tackle, inside on Giordano, 10-5, touchdown. Malcolm Floyd beats Lito Shepherd again.
Quick throw right to the
formation. Now Welker shifts out of there and comes in motion to the right. Brady back to throw on second and goal at the 7. Fires to the right. Touchdown, Gronkowski.
Drew Brees in the gun, drops straight back. Bouncing on the ball to his feet at midfield. Cox's arm, throws in zone. He's got a wide open receiver. Touchdown, right side, Colston.
That's just playing criminal. That's playing criminal right there.
Blitz coming. Snaps over his head. DeLome not going to chase it. Hayes picks it up, and the Titans have stopped the two-point play. And so the Titans lead 23-22 with 14 seconds to go.
How do you describe that? It's just a great gift.
The
just outside, 22 yards. Quinn Sharp to win the game for Oklahoma State, kicking left to right. Snap is good, placement's good, kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good, and Oklahoma State has won it in overtime. The first overtime, 41-38.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Wilson now will clock it. The clock shows zero. Let's see if he's going to get some time here.
The game is over.
You heard it. The clock strikes zero, and the Badgers have their hearts broken.
There by Carl, sped back to the outside. Related across, fire check, a shot, ball off by Lundquist, big scrambled in, and the whistle is blown. Giroux all the way across over to Jake Voracek. You got Pierre Hartnell looking for any opportunity. Watch Ryan McDonough come right into the crease. To come right into your vantage point right there. Going very close to Ryan McDonough. Pierre putting that hand over that puck in the crease.
No question.
That was a shot.
Absolutely.
Look at that scramble.
Look at that puck just barely under the pad. Shootouts. He's 20 for 45. Anywhere close to 50%. It's tremendous. Pierre against Lundquist.
Wow, what a week of sports, weekend of sports. Oklahoma State beating Stanford 41-38. You heard some of the highlights there. Oregon and Wisconsin tangle. That's in the Rose, 45-38. So you have the Fiesta and the Rose Bowl finishes there. And you heard at the tail end a little hockey thrown in. The Rangers shutting down the Flyers. Not shutting them down, but denying them the pleasure to win the Classic in the city of brotherly love. So 3-2 was the final score. You know, it was one of those outdoor deals that the NFL is really pushing. So you had, you know, replica of the Liberty Bell and fans that were just bundled up like Eskimos, hoping that it was going to go into overtime. But nope, it did not happen instead.
Penalty shot to force it into overtime. That was probably one of the craziest games I've seen in a really
crazy
long time. And it was... it was pretty awesome, too, and especially for a hockey fan. I love it when it's a game like that that's on national TV, has a lot of hype, and it lives up to it. That was an awesome game.
It was an awesome game. I taped it because I was so excited about the whole thing in the first place. And there's more pressure, I think, than any of the regular season games that you would have normally anyway. I mean, it still means 2 points, but it's the hype that they got, like, you know, Matt was just saying, it was almost like it was the Stanley Cup Finals because NBC had the game. HBO had 12 camera crews there because they had done a 24/7 series. They had done a thing on the Broad Street Bullies and whatnot. So that was just huge, huge for the Rangers to win that. And the NHL surrounded the rink. Like I said, there's all kinds of cool things there. They had fake snow and Christmas trees and firewood even. I even noticed they had a trash can fire. And the temperatures were in the 30s. So people were layered for that. I mean, it was that crazy. But pretty cool. It was very, very fun to watch that. He's right. It was fun to watch. Unfortunately, my Flyers did not win that, but it was an exciting sporting event anyway. Not so exciting was the finish of the NFL season for some because it was, for example, a win-or-go-home situation with the Dallas Cowboys against the New York Giants. They were in New York. They lost. The final score, Giants beat them 31-14. That was our nail-the-score game. Nobody nailed the score. We had people like Mike in Illinois, who had, check it out, he had the G-Men 35-14. We had Mike Trom, who said the G-Men 35-27, but nobody got it. So, you know, Mike was the closest, very close. Just think about it. It's just a couple of points separating it. My crazy guess was that the Giants would win at 24-21. It got interesting finally in the third quarter of that game, but boy, the Cowboys were sputtering and the Giants just looked terrific. I got to send some people to the dungeon because the end of the NFL season to me symbolized something else. I was in a football pool And the people that put the pool together were out of North Carolina. Now, way before I took America Tonight and way before I was doing New York, I was offered a job in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they were really, the people were great there. And I went and did an audition, the whole thing, and they were trying to seduce me with their great barbecue and how great the place was, and that there were smart men in the triangle. And I'm going to have to say, I'm not so sure about the men in the triangle anymore, because I do this pool where the people don't know me, and my buddy's in the pool. He's a professor, and he's talking about it, and I decide I want to get in this thing. And so it's through CBS Sports like other people do. And it turns out I run into him, and he tells me that toward the tail end of the season, you got these two duds, probably went to North Carolina State. Taylor Pope is one guy's name, and Brian Lang, who ended up winning the pool and taking the pot and all that stuff, who were rigging the thing at the end. Because mathematically, and this is what this guy does for a living, he figured out that they had to be working together so that they were going to finish 1 and 2. So needless to say, not that my picks were the best. I didn't finish in the top 5. I didn't finish in the bottom. I hate to finish in the middle, and I finished somewhere in the middle. But come on, did you have a chance if these guys were stacking the deck? So I'm going to say that we're going to have to take these two and throw them in. And no, none of you know them. You just know that these are two cheaters. And we're branding them as cheaters. So we're going to throw them in the dungeon. Can we please throw Taylor and Brian in the dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, good thing I didn't go to North Carolina. Matt, see these guys in North Carolina. They'll sweet-talk you, but then look what they're doing behind your back.
That's nasty stuff. Nasty stuff.
I know. Next time I'm going to be in a pool with guys from Minnesota.
Yeah, we're Minnesota nice up here. We would never do anything like that. Plus, it's too cold. We don't have time to be thinking about schemes like that. We're too worried about building a fire to stay warm.
That's right. So I have a better shot. So I'm looking for a pool next year where I know it's not rigged, where I know I get a fair shake. Oh, man.
Might have to make a visit to North Carolina and straighten these guys out.
That's right. I agree with you. They don't know. We got connections here on America Tonight. They better hide. They better be hiding.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
They better be hiding in that triangle somewhere. That's all I can say. All right. Rounding things out, as I said, this is now the playoffs. Can you believe it? So think about Saturday. Maybe you're going to be watching a little, I don't know, Cincinnati taking on the Houston Texans. I have a cousin who's excited about Houston, always asking me, how are they going to do? How are they going to do? And then on Sunday, this is AFC stuff, you got Pittsburgh and Denver. Tebow, does he fade against Pittsburgh? Ultimately, what happens there? And also NFC wild card stuff, you got Detroit and New Orleans. Oh, Drew Brees is going to eat Detroit's lunch. And then Atlanta and the New York Giants. Is there any momentum now for the Giants at MetLife? I'm going to say the Giants take that one. Don't forget, we're going to have our special edition of Nail the Score later in the week.
Beckham now knocked halfway to the ice, cross-checks him a couple of times. Well, call something, for God's sake.
That's exactly
right. I mean, he's looking right at it. He hit Hamlin twice, and they called absolutely nothing.